بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم أما بعد Wealth coupled with piety سيدنا عبد الله بن خبيب narrates from his father who in turn relates from his uncle that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said there is no harm in affluence for that person who has taqwa that is the fear of Allah تبارك وتعالى which drives him towards obedience and protects him from transgression. Note, a person who possesses taqwa will utilize the wealth in all the correct avenues and will spend magnanimously. Thus, his wealth will be beneficial to him as well as those in need. When should one visit the shopping center or the marketplace and return? Sayyidina Abu Umama radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates, that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Shaitan takes his flag in the morning and enters the shopping centers with the first person proceeding to it and returns in the evening with the last person leaving it. Sayyiduna Salman al-Farsi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, do not be the first one entering the shopping centers and the last one leaving it. Note, the ahadith narrate that the worst portion of the earth are the shopping centers, hence spending maximum amount of one's time therein is detrimental. It is also a sign of over-involvement in material gain. A Muslim should proceed for Fajr Salah daily and thereafter engage himself in the recital of the Qur'an-i Kareem and the remembrance of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Similarly, when leaving for the shopping centers, one should be preoccupied with the dhikr of Allah. Sayyiduna Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the most beloved portion of the earth to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala are the masajid, and the most despised portions are the shopping centers and bazaars. Commencing journeys on earning in the early part of the day. Sayyiduna Sakhar Al-Ghamidi radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that whenever Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had dispatched an army, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would do so in the beginning of the day, and Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua in the following words, O Allah, bless my ummah in its early morning period. It is said that Sayyiduna Sakhar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a businessman, and based on this hadith, he would always send his employees out in the early part of the day, and so he prospered and became affluent. Note, other ahadith mentioned, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made specific dua for blessings in the early part of Thursday morning. Ummul Mu'mineen, Sayyida Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, seek sustenance in the early part of the morning as it is the time of blessings and prosperity. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك